Suvos Yerushalmi corresponds to Suvos Bavli, Daf Samach Aleph. We begin in Yerushalmi on the Lamed Vav on the base, 8 lines up from the foot of the page, Hichnisa. Hichnisa, if you brought into the marriage slaves, Amar Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Leisof Tava Hichnisa, Lafilo Hi Ru'uya Lachnis. Shmuel Bar Yitzchak said, not only if she brought in, but even if she is proper to bring in, I mean, her husband can buy slaves with a dowry that she brought into the marriage. Ka'adad Atani, Ishtoi Oyle Imoi, Aval Lo Yeredes Imoi. As we have a support from a Baisa, his wife ascends with him, means if he becomes wealthy and can afford a slave to exempt her from heavy tasks, but does not descend with him. Amona ubonea yodin avaloy oilin. A widow and her sons descend, means even if they were distinguished, they are fed based on the estate he left, even if it's meager, but they do not ascend. Hapayalim oilim avaloy yodin. Workers ascend, means if the employer stipulated to feed them and he became wealthy, he feeds them better than he stipulated. But they do not descend with him, means even if he became poorer, he cannot decrease from what he stipulated. Habas loy oilev loy yoredes, a daughter does not ascend or descend, means her panosa is a tenth of the estate at the time of death, whether it increased or decreased afterwards. V'tachnes shifra l'chol ha'dvarim, the Gemara asks, she should bring in one shifra to do all the things that a wife should do. Amar Rav Chiya bar Yehuda mipnei chayim shel shifra. Rav Chiya bar Yehuda said, it's because others are needed to supply the needs of the shifra. Amar Ribun al yedei she'advarim halolu shel bizoyon lefichach tolu oisam b'shifra. Ribun says, because these matters are the matter of disgrace, therefore they are attributed to a shifra. Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Bun, she'ein derech ha'isha liyos yeshevus b'teila b'teich beisei. Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Bun said it's not normal for a woman to sit idly in her own husband's house. Even if she brought in 3 shvachos, there are light tasks in the house that she does. Only if she brought in 4, she's exempt even from these. Rabbi Huna amar afilu hechnisa le'mea shvachos koifer la'asos le'dvarim shor yochid. Rabbi Huna said that even if she brought in 100 shvachos, he can force her to do matters of an individual. Ma'o dvarim shor yochid, what's the meaning of matters of an individual? Sachsalei es gufoi, umachitzes lei es raglov, umezeges lei es hakos. She anoints his body, washes his feet, and mixes his cup. Lama mishum shehi chayores la'asos lei, or mishum she'einu ru'iyim lishtamash b'shifcha. What's the reason? Is it because she's obligated to do this, or because it's improper to use a shifcha for them? Ma nafak mebenin hoin, hechnisa le'avodim, entayim rishim she'en ru'iyin nishtamish b'shifcha, or hechnisa le'avodim. And the Gemara asks, what's the difference between these answers? If she bought in avodim, which are male slaves, if it's because it's improper to use a shifcha, she bought in avodim, so it's proper to use them. Ha'veleif ta'ama, she said to le'im rishim, she'hi chayeves le'i. The answer is, if that were the reason, Rav Huna should have taught so. Since he didn't, we conclude that this is not the reason. Rather, it's because she is obligated to do for him. Avudima pitzafrin by koimi rabimana lemistava mishum shehi chayeves lei. Avudima osiporin asked rabimana, in our Mishnah, the Rav Levi says that even if she brings 100 slaves, he forces her to spin wool, since idleness causes immorality. Is it not reasonable that it's primarily because she is obligated to work for him? Amalai af ana savakein, rabimana says, I also hold this way. Betani kein koifilasis betzeme avale bepishtan mipnei shehi mesureches es hapeh. We have a support from a baisa. He forces her to spin wool but not flax, because one must wet the flax in his mouth, and it makes a foul odor in the mouth, and cuts the lips. If she must work only lest she come to immorality, she should be able to choose which job to do. We come on to the next Mishnah. Hamadres ishtoi mitafmish amita, beshame imim shtei shabosis. Beshame says that if one forbade relations with his wife through a vow, after 2 weeks, he may stay married. Beyond this, he must divorce her and pay her ksuba. Where Beisilo say, after 1 week, he may stay married. Beyond this, he has to divorce her and pay her ksuba. The Chacham may go to learn Torah without permission for 30 days. Workers must be intimate with their wives once a week. This is the oin and the frequency of intimacy that's said in the Torah. As we learn in the Pasuk, it says that he must give her she'er, ksus, v'oina. Atayolim, b'chol yoim, ha'payolim, sh'tayim b'shabas, ha'chamorim, echad b'shabas, ha'gamolim, echad v'shloshim yoim, ha'saponim, echad v'shishachadoshim, divrei v'blieze. Blieze says that for tayolim, which is idle men, v'oina is every day, for workers is twice a week, for donkey drivers is weekly, for camel drivers is monthly, for sailors is once in 6 months. And the Gemara says, b'shamay oimim, sh'tay shabosis, ki mei leidis nekeva. The Gemara brings that Beisham may say 2 weeks, like one who gave birth to a girl, she's forbidden to her husband for 2 weeks. Beisilalaimim, Shabbos Achad, Kimei Leidis Zocha, or Kimei Nidasa. As Beis Hillel say, 1 week, like one who gave birth to a boy, or like the days of Nida, we don't learn from the birth of a girl, because it's less common.